There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 12-year-old Emily Hughes reported missing by her mother. A neighbor sees Emily get into a dark 4-door Dodge pickup with a seemingly packed bag. Houston police find the girl's been chatting with a man on the dating app Tagged. Cops zero in on Sertarian Preston and find Emily with Preston in Columbus, Texas. Preston, 27, tries to run from the cops. He's quickly captured and charged with evading arrest. More charges pending.
Nancy, Columbus, Texas is just over an hour east of Houston. We're now learning that Preston contacted the girl's mother after picking her up, claiming he took her back home after learning she was underage. Hughes was still missing, and Houston police issued an Amber Alert. Authorities then tracked Hughes' tablet to a gas station. There they found the girl hidden under a blanket in the cab of a box truck Preston was driving. An automatic rifle was also recovered from the vehicle. Preston is now also facing a human smuggling charge.
An Arizona homeowner gets 3 motion-activated cameras as a gift and sets them up in the backyard, hoping to catch wildlife passing through. Well, someone takes exception to being watched by the paparazzi and steals the backyard cams. When all 3 cameras are offline, the homeowner reviews the latest recordings and discovers a gray fox pulls the cameras down one by one, then brought them back to his den. The thief's mugshots posted all over social media, but the homeowner says they refuse to prosecute. More crime and justice news after this.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In connection with a December 6th crash that resulted in the death of a North Dakota sheriff's officer, the adult son of U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer has now entered a not guilty plea. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
43-year-old Ian Cramer waived his right to a preliminary hearing and pleaded not guilty to felony charges of homicide while fleeing a peace officer, preventing arrest, and reckless endangerment, as well as 3 misdemeanor drug charges and other low-level offenses of driving under suspension and marijuana possession. The first charge against Cramer was manslaughter, but it was later changed to homicide. Ian Cramer's court appearance was a brief one. In response to State District Judge Bobby Weiler's procedural questions, he answered simply yes and no. After the hearing, he spoke with his public defender for a short time outside the courtroom before getting into an elevator with 2 sheriff's deputies. According to Bismarck police, Ian Cramer's mother had brought him to an area hospital due to possible mental health issues. Court records reveal that once his mother stepped out of the car, he crawled into the driver's seat and drove through the locked garage door of the hospital's ambulance bay. He later escaped from deputies after one confronted him in Hazen, some 70 miles from Bismarck. Also in court documents, details that Cramer reached speeds of above 100 miles an hour and continued driving driving even after two tires were flattened by a spike device. Further tire spikes were deployed, and investigators say that Kramer swerved, crashing into Mercer County Sheriff's Deputy Paul Martin's patrol vehicle. Martin was thrown approximately 100 feet into the air. The 53-year-old Martin was subsequently declared dead at a nearby hospital. Ian Kramer entered a not guilty plea in March to three separate felony counts related to the events of the hospital: stealing, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment. Martin's jury trial is set for this summer. Senator Kramer has stated that his son, quote, suffers from serious mental disorders which manifest in severe hallucinations and paranoia.
Martin is currently behind bars at the McLean County Jail in Washburn, North Dakota, on $500,000 cash bail. A first chance at parole for a man who spent more than half of his life behind bars for his involvement in the 2001 stabbing deaths of two married Dartmouth College professors, part of a plot to rob and kill people before escaping abroad. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
James Parker was 16 years old when he participated in a conspiracy with his best friend that led to the deaths of Half and Suzanne Zantop in Hanover, New Hampshire. Now approaching 40, Park is slated for a state parole board hearing more than 2 decades after pleading guilty to second-degree murder as an accomplice. With the sentence ranging from 25 years to life, Parker has almost completed the minimum amount of time to be served. According to a 2018 motion filed by his attorney, Parker completed both his bachelor's and master's degrees while incarcerated and has created paintings that are on display in the facility. In addition to participating in athletics, theater, and music, he has assisted in organizing prisoner education materials. A Department of Corrections spokesperson says Parker resides in a transitional living unit, which is often the last location a prisoner is placed before being released from prison, and he has earned time credits toward his sentence. In 2018, Parker requested a reduction in his sentence as staff members in charge of corrections acknowledged his achievements. He was legally allowed to do so because he had completed two-thirds of his tenure, but he retracted the petition in 2019 in response to the objections of the Zantop's two daughters.
Kathy Green, Parker's attorney, says her client continues to deeply regret his actions.
Thanks, John. Jane McDonald Crone leaves work at a Houston tool company, but doesn't make it home. That night, Jane's seen at a country dance club with a man her friends don't know. He's got dark hair and a mustache and said his name was David. The pair leave separately that evening, but Jane never makes it home. Her 1982 Mustang abandoned a few blocks from her home, all her personal items gone. No sign of a struggle, but cops believe she may have been taken against her will. Jane McDonald Crone now missing 30 years. If you have info, contact Montgomery County Sheriff's 936-760-5800. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner. Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.